This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 8th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is mild this evening. In Tel Aviv, it's a pleasant night for a stroll, while Jerusalem is experiencing clear skies. Haifa remains calm with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, strikes against Hezbollah could push Iran to resume missile fire on Israel, officials say. This comes as the ceasefire creates a fragile pause. The United States is reinforcing the region, with the IDF maintaining high readiness and continuing strikes in Lebanon. That's according to Ynet earlier this hour. Also, the IDF continues operations in Lebanon as the ceasefire excludes the Hezbollah front. Israel states it has halted strikes in Iran under political directives. However, it remains on high alert and ready to respond to any violations. This is reported by I-24 News from earlier today. Also this hour, Lebanese media reports strikes on southern Lebanon amid ceasefire confusion. Initial reports in Lebanon attributed the strike to Israel, indicating at least 4 casualties. The IDF has not yet confirmed. That's from the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Separately, Israel's attacks on Beirut are described as much bigger than anything we've seen in this war or the previous one. Nadia Massi welcomes Rania Abouzeid, a Lebanese-Australian journalist, on France 24. She describes the situation as chaotic. And finally, air defense activity is reported in the skies of Tehran amid local reports of airstrikes in several areas of the capital. Iranian state media provides these updates. This is according to Ariel Oseran, reporting just minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, reports just minutes ago about air defense activity in Tehran amid airstrike reports. Trey Yingst, CBS News foreign correspondent, posted recently that Iranian state media reports the halt of oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz following an Israeli strike. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, shared that Netanyahu announced he will make a statement to the media shortly. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Ynet's report, officials warned that Hezbollah strikes might provoke Iran to resume missile fire on Israel. The ceasefire remains fragile, with U.S. forces reinforcing the region. The IDF keeps a high state of readiness and continues operations in Lebanon. This situation underscores the delicate balance in the region, where any escalation could impact civilians significantly. Turning to the report from I-24 News, the IDF's operations in Lebanon persist as the ceasefire excludes Hezbollah. Political directives have halted Israeli strikes on Iran, but the military remains vigilant. The ongoing tension suggests any breach could quickly reignite hostilities, impacting regional stability. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post notes confusion in Lebanon over recent strikes. Lebanese media initially blamed Israel for attacks resulting in casualties. The IDF's silence on the matter adds to the uncertainty. This highlights the volatile situation where misinformation could heighten tensions further. On the economic front, first, WhatsApp updates its interface for Apple's vehicle systems, allowing easier management of calls and contacts. This update comes about a week after Apple's chat interface changes, as reported by Mariv. Separately, NFX launches a one-week investment track to support Israeli startups during wartime. The program targets early-stage companies under economic pressure, as detailed by CTEC. And finally, Greece acquires artillery systems from Israel worth 2.3 billion shekels. Elbit Systems will supply the Greek army with multiple rocket launchers and ammunition. This agreement strengthens military ties between Greece and Israel, according to Ynet Business. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.